Joshua's shout. Joshua 24:15. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying,
Get ready to cross the Jordan River. The promised land awaits you. I will make you a strong leader. So be courageous and obey my laws.
Joshua shouted to the people,
Get ready, for in 3 days we cross the Jordan River into the promised land.
At that time, there were people already living in Canaan. Wisely, he sent 2 spies into the great walled city of Jericho. Soon, he would know their strength. The 2 spies secretly crossed the Jordan and entered Jericho. They stayed with a woman named Rahab, but the king soon found out. He sent messengers to Rahab who said,
Bring out the 2 men who are spying on us.
Secretly, Rahab had hidden the 2 men on the roof of her house.
They were here, but they're gone. Perhaps you could catch them on the road if you hurry.
Rahab went back to the roof and said to the spies,
I have helped you. Now you must help me. When the battle comes, save me and my family.
The men agreed. 3 days later, Joshua said to the people,
Tomorrow, we cross the Jordan River. The ark of the Lord will go before you. Follow behind it, for great is our Lord.
As Joshua neared the city of Jericho, he met a strange man with his sword drawn. Joshua went to him and said,
Are you for us or against us?
I command the invisible army of the Lord.
Joshua fell face down with fear and respect. Then the Lord told Joshua what he must do to win the coming battle. The day of the battle came. 7 priests, blowing 7 trumpets, marched around the city of Jericho 1 time. The ark of the Lord was right behind them. An armed guard marched ahead of the priests and followed up behind the ark. God commanded Joshua and his army to march around the city each day for 6 days. On the 7th day, the people marched around Jericho 7 times. But the 7th time, just as the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the nation,
Shout! For the Lord has given you the city! Shout! Shout!
The people shouted, and the trumpets blasted louder and louder until the walls of Jericho began to crack and came tumbling down. The city was captured. Rahab and her family, who had helped them, were saved.